Hello and welcome to the True Self Podcast. I'm your host, Krista. I apologize for not being around the last 2 weeks. 1 week I was on vacation and another week I was catching up from vacation. But today I have an exciting topic to discuss with you all, and it is the power of reflection. And I chose this topic because it's really a period of nostalgia for me lately, because it's coming up on 1 year since I submitted my resignation for my almost 15-year career. About a year ago, like I said, I had decided that I was going to change my life. I was going to try out the things that I had in my heart that I wanted to try out. And over the past year, I just want to share with you guys some of the things that have come to me as amazing insights through this experience. And to back up a little bit, I just want to say that, you know, I had this 15-year career, and by, you know, people looking inside to my situation, they would say, oh, you know, that's amazing, right? But in my heart, for many of those years, I want to say at least, you know, almost 10 of them, I had known that it was not my forever career. I knew in my heart that I was not living my purpose. I knew I was not becoming the person that I really wanted to be. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I think everybody should go out and quit their job to become that person. I think that for everyone's situation, it's very unique. In my case, I had to step back from my career, and I had to step back from that false self person that I had created within my ego, in order to discover more of who I really was, the true self. And luckily, not everybody has to do that. But in my case, I really had to, because I had, you know, studied all of these things, and I was immersed and passionate about spirituality. I was passionate about meditation and mindfulness and energy healing, and, you know, understanding spirituality at a deep level. But I had gotten to the point that I had studied so much that I needed to put into action the things that I had learned and I had understood. And one of the things that, you know, I always had a difficult time with was I felt like I was always paralyzed in fear. I felt like I was, you know, not moving forward because of my fear of what would happen. And so, you know, I spent many years thinking that I wanted to take a leap and I wanted to try something else, but I was just kind of paralyzed. I was like, I don't know, if I quit this job, what am I going to do for a living? How am I going to make this work? You know, all those questions of the what ifs, the what ifs, the what ifs, the what ifs, right? And I would just get like stuck. And I felt like I was not moving forward because I wasn't allowing myself to move past my career or past my fear. And so I think a lot of times, you know, removing and not being fearless and being fearless is difficult to do, right? But I think that each of us have to have, you know, the courage to move past our fears and live the life experience that we really want out of life. And for me, almost a year ago, I had, you know, boiled down to this point where I said, you know, I'm gonna do it. I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm just gonna do it. And so I wrote up the resignation letter. I felt like I was just gonna vomit when I met with my manager, who was my friend, and I gave that person the resignation letter. And once I said it, it was a very interesting feeling of complete panic and complete relief at the same time. And there was no turning back, you know. At that point, I had made my decision. It was done. It was solid. There was no going back from that decision. And I felt good about it, but I was also very scared, to be honest. And I think a lot of times, many of us feel this in life, that we're just, it's difficult to move past our fear into a new path and a new experience and something that we don't, an uncertainty, right? We don't like uncertainty, especially me. I don't like uncertainty because I'm a controller type fault self. And I want to know plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and all the plans in between if the contingency happens. But I had to be courageous at that moment, and I had to step forward. And so after I stepped forward and I faced my fear, I did it. You know, I had felt like I had to give everyone an explanation. Why am I doing this? Right? And after I had formulated up in my mind, of course, this is all my ego, right? What my explanation was, I placed expectations on myself that I would go out and I would do these things. Now, whether or not I really wanted to do these things, I had no idea, you know? And so I felt a tremendous amount of pressure to go out and do these things. And when I left the job and I had put all these expectations out there, they were only on me. You know, I created these expectations. I felt pressure to do something extraordinary. I mean, like something like, Krista, you know, you quit your job, you're going to create this business. And from this business, you're going to help people and you're going to do this and that and that. And the reality of it was, when I left, I was a complete mess. And I'm not going to make it pretty here. I was a mess. I felt lost. I felt like I had lost a huge part of my identity. I felt like the world was crumbling, that I knew, because it was. I mean, it was a job, right? But everything was changing for me. My lifestyle was changing. You know, all these different things were changing. So there was this odd period of time that I would go out and I would just, you know, kind of walk in the woods and I would just think like, well, number one, what did I do? Number two, who in the hell am I? Sorry for the profanity. I hope I don't offend anybody. And I was asking those deep, deep-seated questions that I really wanted to ask. And I knew through my studying and my understanding that I needed to ask these questions. I knew I needed to move past my fears. And I learned a lot through that experience. You know, I started to try some new things in the meantime. I started, you know, this podcast eventually. I started a blog and I did a lot of self-healing. I knew that, you know, I wasn't completely ready to go off and build some business or do something like that because the idea didn't really resonate with me. So I felt like I was just going to say to the universe, I am open to what you want to send me at this point. And if you want to send me the healing energy of let's work on Krista right now, then let's do that. right? And so that's what I did for several months. And, you know, a lot of people would say that she failed, you know, but she did something and it wasn't widely, you know, accepted, or it wasn't wildly popular or whatever. But I believe that there is no such thing as failure. I believe that, you know, we have to try out these different things in life to have the experiences. And the experiences themselves are what life is all about. And, you know, from my standpoint, approaching life with courage and knowing that, you know, hey, I want a deeper, meaningful life, and I'm willing to do what it takes, and I'm willing to live these experiences, even if they make me afraid, is a huge step in the right direction. And I'm, you know, the thing that I've found most interesting about this experience is that as I push further past my fears and my comfort zone, I really am growing as a person. And a lot of these false self identifications that I have, they're slowly fading away, so that I can really bring the true energy of the true self and be able to connect to that deeper part of myself, because I don't have all of these, you know, false self beliefs and these false self perceptions that are weighing me down in my being. And so, you know, I really think that there's really two core lessons here that I would like to share with you in my reflection so far. And again, it's an ongoing journey for me. The first one is, if you're trying too hard, you must have missed the point altogether. Now, this kind of goes back to the fact that, you know, I had put all these expectations on myself. I had self-inflicted all of that. And then I started to like push certain things and get obsessed over certain things and identify with them. And really my true intent was just to work on myself, heal myself so that I could help others. That was really my true intent. But in the process of getting there, I really had pushed myself into a pigeonhole where I was going nowhere fast, you know, and feeling like crap. So I think that we really have to always remember what the big picture intent is. And when we're pushing way too hard towards something and we're feeling like poo, you know, we got to step back and say, why am I doing this? You know, what's the intent here? And you just have to just let the energy settle and just connect to your true self and really feel, you know, why am I doing this? And usually the answer of why and what you should do or the next step, it's right under your nose. You know, you just don't see it because you're too far up your own butt to see it, which was my case. My other thing that I would add is we have to let life unfold for us. You know, as much as I had when I turned in my resignation, I had like this picture in my head of how life was going to be. And is my life like that? No, it's not. But it's more beautiful than I would have thought. I have spent more time with my family and my children in this amount of time in the last few months than I have in the last 4 years of their life. The same goes with my husband, with being out in nature, There's just been a lot more healing space for me to connect and slow down so that I can really work on the person that I want to be. I want to be a fully present, kind person that is connected to their true self. And I think many of us hold on to what we believe life should be, or what we should do in life. And we have these pictures in our minds. But if we just let life unfold for us and we're up for the experience, we're up for the adventure, it grows us as a human being. And it kind of goes back to the point that I had before, where it calls us to face our deepest fears and really say yes to life in a way that, you know, whatever comes across my path, whatever the universe sends me, I'm going to learn, I'm going to grow, and I'm going to experience it. Whether that is, you know, in my case, walking through a forest, feeling the depths of despair, like, what did I do? That's an experience. Whether that experience is like having tears in my eyes because I'm connecting to my son, that was an experience. There's all these different experiences in life. And when we feel the depth of our being, we're fully accepting to these experiences. So the power of reflection for any of you that are listening out there is really to look at your life and to say, what is my true intention in life? What do I want to get out of life? And what holds me back from living that life? And reflecting on the things that happened in your life and how you had certain experiences and how you grew from them or you didn't grow from them. Like in my case, there were many years where I was just stuck, not moving anywhere. Something had to happen, you know? But when you reflect and you look at that bigger picture, you're able to see what is the next step for you. And you're able to work on moving past those fears into those life experiences and letting life unfold for you. It's a beautiful way to live life, to let your life unfold. It's, you know, accepting that, you know, this is a beautiful experience and I'm here. I'm here to live my life. I'm here to experience life and I'm here to be the best human being I can be. So I hope you find this information helpful. Namaste, friends.